That he did not come to condemn the world, but to save it. It would have been so easy for Mashiach to come and pour that judgment over us all because we deserved it, and after all, he should know. But he said that's not why he came. He came to save. Came to forgive and set free and release people from the bondage of sin. Now, where do you go when you understand that the way forward from Yom Kippur is the outstretched hand of Yeshua in this way? And I'm reminded of a few verses here that has been going around my head for a few days in all of this. The next steps beyond this, the next critical steps beyond this for all of us, begin with these words from Yeshua. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. For you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Yet abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. They gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you are abiding in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. For by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so, thus, you will be my followers. Where do you go from Yom Kippur? When we face the reality of who we are, face the reality of the judgment that should be ours, and yet experiencing and knowing the release and forgiveness of our sins that is equally ours in Messiah. Where do you go? And the commandment, it seems to me, that Yeshua gives for such a time as this is quite simply this: abide in him. But I am sure that you probably didn't even hear half the things that Yeshua said in these verses. Oh, you just sat and listened to them. But did you hear it? He says, I am the true vine. Do you know actually who is the true vine? Jeremiah and other prophets tell us, make it very clear, who is the vine. The vine is Israel. Amen. This is a cheeky comment from Mashiach. I am the true vine. He's effectively saying at this moment here, he says, I am, as is Yeshua Mashiach before you, he says, I am the embodiment of Israel. Did you hear that? Because if Yeshua is the embodiment of Israel, then one thing is absolutely clear. There is nothing else that he has created. No new religion, no new faith, no new way, no new nothing. He is Israel. See how radical that statement is when he says, I am the vine, the true vine. Everything about me, he says, everything Yeshua says about me, he says, is about Israel, the Jewish people, the kingdom of God, God's chosen people, and nothing else. And that makes sense of verse 3. And I mean, you can read some commentaries about this, and you can read some crazy answers and thoughts about this from a Christian angle. None of them, I think, even get close to understanding it in this way. He says, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. When did God speak that word to us as Israel? Mount Sinai. He says, you're already clean. But hang on a minute, what is it? What do you mean I'm already clean? It's Yeshua is saying, you heard God speak, you heard my Father speak to you on Mount Sinai with the Torah. You are cleansed, set apart, sanctified for my service, says Yeshua. You're already that. You're already cleansed. The goyim out there are the ones that aren't. They're the ones that need God and still lost in their sins and everything else. He says to Israel here, you, he says to his people, are already clean because I have spoken to you. And he says, I have spoken to you on Sinai. Yeshua spoke to our people on Sinai. God spoke to our people on Sinai. Don't ever say Yeshua never claimed to be God. It's right here. He says, I spoke to you on the mount. And you are cleansed. Because that cleansing is only stage one. If you want to go beyond that cleansing, if you want to be more than just set apart for God, you have to abide in God, Yeshua. You have to abide in Him. You have to stay there. Take root there. It's not enough to merely say, oh, and this is ours. The covenant is ours. The commandments belong to us. And Yeshua says, yes, that is true. And that is why you're already clean. But you've got to abide in that. Abide in God. Don't just do the traditions. Don't just do the commandments. Stay in Him, he says. Stay in my Father and abide in Him. Abide in me, says Yeshua. Abide in Adonai. Because if you don't, it is a severe issue. If you do not continue to walk in the Lord, and after a day like today, if you do not continue to walk in the Lord, you cannot bear good fruit, he says to Israel, the Jewish people. You cannot bear good fruit if you don't abide in Adonai, in the Lord. If you are connected to the Lord in this way, if you hunger and thirst for righteousness and seek Him every day and want to be with Him and want to abide without God in this way, he says, then you will bear much fruit for the kingdom, for the Lord. And he says, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. Then you are, he says, then you are my followers. Then you are true followers of the one true God. Then you are true followers of Yeshua Mashiachinu. If you bear much fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. When people look at you, they see that gentleness and kindness and mercy and grace and love and everything else. All of the fruit of the Spirit which are there. If you bear this in abundance, our Father in heaven is glorified. He says to the people who follow Him. Not to the outsiders, the ones who follow Him, he says. And if you do not abide in God, if you do not keep that connection, spiritual connection, alive, he says those branches are broken off. They're broken off. Judgment comes for people who merely go through the motions, as you were hearing this afternoon with the prophets. And the prophetic call has always been, you know, it's not that the prophet is saying that God was saying abolish the festivals. No, he says, just don't do the festivals with the attitude that you're bringing to the table. It's always the same message. You have to abide in God if you want to bear much fruit. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. People often think when Yeshua says, my words abiding in you, as if it's His words He's speaking, during his lifetime. He's not just talking about those words. My word is Torah. He is the living Torah. He spoke that word to us on the mount. He says, if my words, my Torah, abides in you, alive, thriving, because you're feeding it every day through faith and spiritual walking, then, he says, you will ask what you desire and it will be done for you. There's a reward for people who abide in God, abide in Yeshua. If you stay there, don't relinquish that place, then you will come before him and you will ask for something and he will give it to you. There's a promise attached to all of this. These are wonderful words, wonderful promises, but there is a word of caution in all of this. Yes, he prunes those to bear more fruit. That's normal. We feel that day in, day out, as the scriptures say. We know that he prunes us. But the final thought, I think, in all of this is quite simply this. Fruitfulness is what he wants us to have, but you cannot take it for granted. It doesn't just happen, people. It doesn't just happen. You don't just spring out of bed in the morning and be fruitful. It doesn't just happen. You have to abide for it to happen. In other words, the warning that comes with this is that we must never take our spiritual position for granted. Don't lean on your spiritual laurels of 5 years ago. You may well have been on fire for the Lord 5 years ago. Hallelujah. You cannot lean on that today. If you're not walking closely with him today, sort it out. You cannot lean on things in the past. They expect that to carry you through in some way. It doesn't work like that. You cannot take your spiritual position for granted. If you're going to abide, you have to choose to do something. It is active to stay connected with Yeshua and our God. There is no complacency in the kingdom. If you get complacent, spiritually complacent, it's okay, I've walked with the Lord for 30 years, it's all going to pan out. Spiritual complacency. Spiritual complacency is not going to carry you through the end times. Abiding will carry you through those times. A deep connection with Adonai, Yeshua. I am the true vine, he says. I am Israel. I am what Judaism is. I am the living Torah, says Yeshua. I'm not saying this, the scriptures are saying this. And if we abide in that life that Yeshua brings, then we will bear much fruit for Adonai, much fruit for the kingdom, and we will touch many, many lives for salvation, redemption, and deliverance. But as we go from here, where do we go from here? From today, Yom Kippur, tomorrow morning, remember, you've been forgiven, sins removed, and now abide, stay in him. If today, if anything today has brought you closer to Adonai, carry it forward into tomorrow. Abide in that place, stay in that place, choose to be in that place, and let the fruit grow through you as the Spirit works his power in you every single day. Because that's the only place where we can be faithful. And Yeshua is addressing Israel here. He's addressing the Jewish people, his own people. He's telling them the secret of being fruitful is to abide in God, abide in Messiah, abide in Yeshua. For without me, you can do nothing. Avinu Malkeinu, Lord, even now, Lord, we just ask your forgiveness for our complacency. We all do this. We think we're fine, we're okay. Spiritual walk is good, it's ticking over. But are we abiding in you, Lord? Father God, I just pray, Lord, help us to see whether we are truly abiding in you. If we are, we should be seeing the fruit in our lives, Lord. And I just pray that even now, as we draw to this conclusion of Yom Kippur, if we are not bearing good fruit, tell us, show us, convict us if we're not. If the fruit that we're bringing is harm and damage, if the fruit is anything, Lord, gossip, slander, attack, viciousness, nastiness, you're bringing any other fruit than the fruit of the Spirit that we read about, Lord God, show us, convict us and bring change. Lord, we need to abide in you. We need to be like the virgins of that parable with our oil lamps trimmed and ready, abiding, waiting, knowing your return is soon. Lord, help us to be ready. Help us to abide in you, we pray. Amen.